We have John Velasquez, the Hall of Famer, three-time Kentucky Derby winner, on the phone now. Johnny, thanks for some time this morning. The Industry Star of the Week, presented by Stuart Morris. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. 3 in 10 years. I think that's something that's getting overlooked here. Animal Kingdom, always dreaming and authentic. Things did not go as planned when that gate opened on Saturday.
Well, I tell you, I was expecting that we're going to break a little slow. And I even said it before the race, a couple of interviews that I did, I didn't like the position that we had just because being the last one in the gate, normally once you get in the gate, they kind of like to get as fast as they can, really, once the last circuit is in, though, so the horse is normally not 100% standing properly, and, 8 out of 10, the first jump is not very good, and even Authentic is not very quick from the gate, though. So with watching his prior races and being in the last one and going to the gate, I was expecting that, though, but on the other hand, I knew he was going to be quick enough to get too close to the lead or be in the lead before we get to the turn. So, I didn't wear it so much, though, and I think even if the way he broke, I kind of went gradually, going into the lead before we get to the first turn.
Were you surprised that no one took advantage of the lackluster break and that you were able to clear by the time you got to that first turn?
Well, if we looking back at the race, really, there was only one speed horse and the lot, and I knew he was not want to go to the lead, or that's not the way they actually wanted him to, and listen to Barkley and prior to that, they just like to suck somebody and so on, and the other horse was Paco Lopez. I thought he'd probably go to the lead, and I was willing to let him go if he wanted to do it. So obviously, when we passed the wire for the first time, and I didn't see him, and he wasn't going to the lead, so that was my turn, let me go ahead and do what my horse wanted to do.
You always talk to us here on the network about plan. You leave the paddock with plans A to Z. With a horse like Authentic, there's really not much. And you know he's going to break a little slow, and at least you did. He's not going to break that sharp. You're going to be on the lead. I'm sure after you watch the Haskell, did you have some concerns about the mile and a quarter after watching the Haskell?
We always have it, talking to Bob, he's just like, I think I haven't much ready this time, for going a mile and a quarter. We always had the question whether he can go or not, and he says like, but you have to carry this horse now. He goes, he's kind of putting the pressure on me, and he says that when you get to the stretch, I want you to get you left-handed, ready for this horse, okay? Make sure you get his attention, though. And, to tell you the truth, it worked out perfect. Talking about we planning, we were Jeff Ruby's having dinner, like, 3 nights back-to-back, and we keep talking about it, and it's like, you make sure you have him left-handed, get his attention. And if you look back from the Haskell to the Derby, though, Mike never hit him, though. Mikey just kind of kept showing the whip and kind of tapping him, though. This time, I got him left-handed, so I surprised him, and he responded right away. I think that was the difference right there. And actually, and afterwards, Bob said to me, if Mike had hidden his horse left-handed in the Haskell, you would never be on him on the Derby, because I don't think he would have got off of him. You know what I mean? And that's why the thought of was that he might not want to go the distance, and he just kind of hit a little quirky, so he kind of gets distracted very, very, very easily. And he looked like he was going to win easy in the Haskell, and all of a sudden, kind of, the other horse was coming back at him. So I was like, if he had hit him left-handed, I think he would have gone on, and you would never have been on this horse. So I'm glad he didn't.
Now, 3 Kentucky Derby wins, that is rarefied air. Bob said after the race when he won 6, it never gets old. You feel the same way?
Absolutely. They asked me that the other day, obviously, when the Derby, and it's like, if it gets old, you better do something else. Go ahead and retire and do something else. No, absolutely. No, the feeling that you get, the satisfaction that you get, it's incredible. There's just no words to describe it, though, and I mean, if you get opportunities to be in this kind of horses and win at this kind of races, it's incredible. I mean, it's just no word to describe it, you know. Glad to be part of it and blessed.
Been an unusual year with the COVID. You went through a major career change, hiring Ron Anderson as your agent. And now, you know, the other thing about those three derbies, three different styles. Animal Kingdom from off the pace, Always Dreaming not far from the pace, and this one on the lead. It's just been a remarkable career, and perhaps appropriate that you win it in this unusual year. You've been, they call it the old guard. You and Mike really leading that charge now. 30 years just here in the United States alone. Could you imagine where your career has taken you in 30 years?
No, I couldn't even dream it about where it has taken me. You know, I've been very blessed and very fortunate with the people that I work with and having the opportunities they have given me. And, you know, it has grown on me. Like I said, when I came to the United States, actually, my first mountain was for you, Dad, by the way, coming to the United States. I had never dreamed that I would be here for this long and doing what I'm doing right now. So I think, you know, the business growing to me, I learned more and more and more, and this is where I am. You know, just incredible. It's part of my life, how it changed being in horse racing and how much I have learned through the years, you know.
Yeah. Well, as usual, a great ride last Saturday. Many great rides to come. Best of luck if Authentic makes his way to the Preakness and then the Breeders' Cup. And, of course, a busy couple of weeks, a couple of months now between Keeneland and Belmont and all of the women you're in action. John, thanks for some time this morning. Best of luck this weekend and going forward.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.